wanted to give you guys a glimpse of how I would do a call from a referral. For example, if I sat down and someone talked to somebody who just watched the video and maybe they didn't have an interest, I'm going to ask them for referrals. So if someone just watched the video and the first question I ask, I said, did you have a chance to watch the video I sent you over? And they go, yes. And the next question I ask them, you know, what part of that presentation did you like the most? And I'm asking that for a reason, because I don't really care what their answer is. I'm just trying to take their temperature of how interested they are in the business. And whether they're not interested in the business, I want to know what they like the most. So I want to get them on a positive thing. I'm not going to ask them, what do you think? So I go, what part of the presentation do you like the most? Well, I like the fact that, you know, you guys have leads. It seems different than the industry. It seems like you got really, you know, a good deal here put together. And I go, so, you know, let's say it's Joe. So, Joe, do you think this is something that you would have any type of interest in or want to get some more questions answered or possibly even look at moving forward? Or is this something that's just really not for you and you'd rather just refer me to some people? He's going to say, well, I think this is something I have an interest in. Okay, well, great. Then I'll show you how to take the next step. He may go, well, I don't know if it's really for me, but, you know, I have a couple other guys that can refer to you. Okay? So if I ask him, you know, do you think this is something that you have an interest in pursuing further, maybe get some questions answered, or do you see yourself doing this on a part-time, full-time basis, or is this something that's just really not for you, and you may just want to refer me some other people? So I gave him two options. Either he's interested or he's referring me some people. Well, I think, you know, maybe right now I'm really busy with my business. I do have a guy I think about. Yeah, what's his name? Well, his name's Joe. What did you say his number was again? I always say that. What did you say his number was again? Because when you tell people, hey, what's their number again? They basically think that they just gave it to you even though they didn't give it to you again. Or what's his number again? And if I get it, I say, listen, do you mind if I give him a call up? I'm just going to, you know, talk to him and do it, you know, treat him with the same respect and class that I did with you and just show him this presentation and see if he's interested in it. Because I'll tell you this right now, Joe, if something works out, if you send me 3, 4, 5 people and something works out and they grab a hold of this thing and they start going to work, I'll give you a call back and let you know how you can get paid off of that, off of those referrals that you sent me. Fair enough? So now I just gave him another incentive. Well, you happen to know anybody else that might be interested in something. And a lot of times I would say I used to have them try to call them and let them know I was calling, but they end up screwing it up. So basically, if I do call a referral, I'm going to tell Joe, say, Joe, do me a favor. Let's say he refers me to Marlon Faulkner, who's on the phone right now. And I go, do me a favor. If Marlon calls you back and goes, what's this all about and everything else, you're going to see the video. Just say, listen, you know, I thought really highly of you. I referred you out. I didn't know if you're going to have an interest or not. And don't try to go into any explanation or try to explain anything about the business because you really know anything about it. Does that make sense? So they're most likely, when they hang up the phone, they may call you. And if they do call you, Joe, just basically say, listen, you know, just talk about me and talk about, you know, maybe our relationship that we have and how I've known Nate for a long time. He's very successful in business. I'm not sure what he's got up his sleeve, but I think, you know, it's worthwhile for you to at least take a look at it and figure out it might be something for you or not. I know nothing about it. So you might want to coach that guy that needed the referral, because most likely if he refers me to Marlon, as soon as Marlon gets off the phone with me, prior to watching the video, he's going to pick up the phone and call Joe and go, Joe, who's this Nate guy? What's this all about? So you want to prep Joe a little bit for that call. So either, Joe, you can ignore his call or you can say you're busy until he has a chance to watch the video, which probably would be the best thing to do. Or B, if you do pick up Joe's call, don't try to explain the business or say, hey, this is really, really cool. It's insurance, but you get leads. Don't do any of that. Just say, you know, I know Nate very well. He's been successful in the past. I'm not really sure exactly what he's talking about, but he asked me if you knew any talented, motivated people. I know that you're looking for something, or I know that kind of all the people I know, you're the most talented guy, business mind. I think it's worth a shot to take a look at it and see what it's about. So now I got it set up, right? So rather than having Joe call Marlon and say, hey, this guy's going to be calling you and everything else, and if you have a close-knit friendship and you want to do that, it's okay, but this actually even works better. So now I'm going to get on the phone and have Marlon, okay? And I go, Marlon Faulkner, I'm not going to say it like that. I feel like I'm calling a lead. I'm going to go, Marlon Faulkner, this is Nate Offer. How are you?
I'm doing good, sir.
Yeah, you don't know me directly, but we have a mutual friend in Joe Smith. You know Joe, right?
Yeah, Joe's a good friend of mine.
Yeah, well, it's pretty obvious. I was kind of excited to call you, Marlon. I don't know if you're, like, pay him as a promoter or if he's, like, you know, just thinks so highly about it. I mean, literally to him, I think you walk on water. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And I was talking to Joe the other day, and I was telling him that my company is actually expanding in your area right now, and we're looking for some sharp, talented, motivated people, and I asked him if he knew anybody, and literally the first person out of his mouth was you, Marlon. He said, everyone I know, the most talented, business-minded, motivated person I know is Marlon Faulkner. I mean, is that true?
Yeah, I think so. I didn't know Joe thought that, but yeah.
Yeah, well, Joe thinks so, too. So, anyway, I'm actually looking to expand the area our company is, and I wanted to kind of show you send you over a quick 20-minute online presentation that really explains what it is that we're looking for, and more importantly, what our company does. And just keep in mind, it's really geared and designed for people that we're recruiting out of the advertisements or career builder or people that are posting their resumes online, okay? So, you know, you can just ignore that part. You don't have to respond back and give me three reasons why you feel fit for the company. And it's more set up. We're just not getting the quality of people that we're looking for. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
So, you know, if you have an interest, great. If you don't, that's okay. Maybe you want to refer me you can refer me to some other people that may have an interest in what we're doing. So it's kind of time sensitive to me. So if I shoot this late for you, again, it's like 20 minutes long. Do you think you'd have a chance to review the information in the next 24, 48 hours, or do you want me to wait a couple weeks and send it over then?
No, I'll have time to watch it this weekend.
Oh, you can. Okay, very cool. So this weekend, do you want to follow up, like, is Sunday a good day for you? Is that a family day, or will you give you a call on Monday?
No, Monday morning would be better. Yeah, Sunday is family day.
Perfect. Monday morning, like 10, 11, I mean, what's better for you?
I get to work at 9, probably about 11, right before I go to lunch.
Okay, awesome. And again, I'll just shoot this over, I guess, via email. What's your email address?
Say it again, I'm sorry.
I'll send this link over to you via email. What's your email address?
MarlonFaulkner@gmail.com.
Okay, awesome. Just look for it here in the next 10 or 15 minutes. Again, I appreciate you taking a look at it, okay? I'll give you a call on Monday. Is this number the best number to get a hold of yet?
Yeah, that's my cell phone. You can get a hold
of
me here.
Perfect. You have a great weekend. We'll chat Monday, all right?
Yeah, thank you, sir.
Boom. So that's how a referral call is going to go. And I'll do it again because I'm going to have a script written out that you guys can read. But, you know, reading a script versus hearing my tonality and how I do it is two different things. And I don't always say the same exact thing. It's not like I'm reading my script to do a referral call. Hi, name. I mean, Marlon, this is Nate. I mean, it's the same concept, okay? The first thing I want to do is get on the phone with him and tell him, hey, this is Nate. You don't know me directly, okay? But you referred, you became highly referred, or you got referred to me, or we have a mutual friend in Joe Smith, right? Next thing I want to do is build him up, edify him, build up his ego, you know, solidify the friendship or the referral from the other guy because it makes him feel good. You know, if Joe Smith gives me this referral to Marlon and I talk about how great Joe thinks Marlon is, now Marlon's going to like Joe even more. So worst case scenario, if neither one of them get involved, that just helps solidify a friendship greater than it was. I mean, that's, you know, we're leaving positive things behind us instead of negative. So I'm going to build him up, promote his ego, and then find out, you know, I'm going to ask him, is that true? And I never had anyone say no. I'm not business-minded. I'm not motivated, and I'm an idiot. I never had anyone do that yet. If they do, I'd probably hang up the phone. So it's kind of a setup, right? So once he tells me that, then I'm going to tell him, well, listen, here's why I'm calling, and talk about the video and everything else. So, again, we'll just do it real quick here, and let's say that instead of Joe Smith or whatever, let's say Brad Smith because it makes it easier so I don't mess up the names, right? So say Brad Smith got the phone and referred me to Marlon. Okay? Ring, 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 ring.
Hello?
Hey, Marlon?
Yeah.
Hey, buddy, this is Nate Offer. I know you don't know me directly, but we have a mutual friend in Brad Smith. You know Brad, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, Brad's a good friend of mine.
Yeah, that's pretty obvious. I was actually pretty excited to talk to you, Marlon. I don't know if you'd, like, pay the guy or if he's your promoter or I don't know what your deal is, but he thinks super highly of you. I mean, according to him, you walk on water, so I was actually pretty excited to talk to you. So, I mean, the other day I was talking to Brad. I'm working with a company right now. It's expanding right now in the Tulsa area. And I asked him if he knew anybody who could be looking for an opportunity. But more importantly, he knew anybody who was sharp, talented, business-minded. And the first person out of his mouth was Marlon Faulkner.
Really?
Man, my buddy Marlon Faulkner is the most talented, business-minded, motivated individual I know. I mean, is that true?
Yeah, I am. I'm pretty motivated.
Well, that's according to Brad, you are. I mean, if half of what Brad said about you is true, Marlon, I would love to see if there's any mutual interest of us working together. Okay?
Okay.
What I mean by that is I have a 20-minute online presentation, a corporate overview. It's going to explain in detail what our business does and, more importantly, who we're looking for. And I don't know if you're having interest or not, okay? But, you know, it's really geared towards people who have answered an advertisement or a Craigslist, or maybe they send in a resume, or it's really kind of geared towards them. And we're just not getting the quality of people that we're looking at, looking to hire on from those advertisers. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally makes sense.
So keep in mind, it's more corporate overview. You don't have to respond back to me and give me the three reasons why you feel like you're a good fit for the company or anything. But I want you to take a look at it and, you know, just let me know. Do you have an interest? Is this something that you can see yourself doing? And even if you don't, that's okay. But maybe to keep in mind and think about who you may know, who may be looking for an opportunity or could be a good fit with our company. Is that fair?
Yeah, totally.
I appreciate you taking the time to look at it. And it's a little time sensitive for me right now because we have a lot of things going on in that area. If I, shoot it over to you, I know Brad said you're busy, but if I send this link over to you, would you have time to watch it the next day or two, or do you want me to just send it in like a week or so?
I'll have time on Sunday afternoon after church. I can watch it.
Oh, you can? Okay, cool. So like if I followed up Monday or Tuesday, would that work for you?
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be
better.
Great. Monday morning would be good when I get to work off some time.
Like, what time do you usually roll out of bed? Like 9, 10, 11, 8? I mean, when do you want
me to I get to work about 8, and so I'll have time to talk about 9 o'clock, 9:30.
Okay, I'll call you sometime between 9 and 9:30. It's going to come from a 614 number. I'm in Texas, but I still have my Ohio number. You know those cell phones work. So it's going to come from a 614 number. And what's your email address again, did you say?
It's marlinfaulkner@gmail.com.
Okay, cool. I'll send it over to you. Now I just sent the video over. Okay. Now I'm gonna call him back Monday. Ring, ring, ring.
Hello?
Hey Marlon, it's Nate. How are you?
I'm doing good. Hey, what's going on?
Good man. You have a good weekend?
Yes, sir, I sure did.
Was it sunny out there or was it rainy like here?
I don't know. We were inside the whole time, so we were
You say we. Okay, cool. Do you have kids or family or you say we were inside or?
Yeah, my wife, I got 4 kids, and, you know, first week of school, so we just kind of relax. And...
Oh, wow. 4 kids, that's a lot. I don't know, I can barely keep up with 2. Hats off to you and your wife. How old are your kids?
I've got an 11-year-old, 9-year-old, 7-year-old, and a 3-year-old.
Wow. So how is your 9-year-old a girl or a boy?
My 9-year-old's a girl.
Oh, I have an 8-year-old boy. He thinks he's 15 right now, but he's 8. So
it's
kind of a silly age when they get to like they go from this cute little 4 or 5-year-old bouncing around, falling around the house. All of a sudden, now they don't want to talk to you, and they have an attitude, and they're doing more things on the computer and their iPad than I could ever imagine at 8 years old.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, I just wanted to. Did you have a chance to watch the video that I sent over?
I did. I did watch it.
Oh, cool, cool. What did you like most about what you saw, Marlon?
I like that it shows that I could probably make a lot more money than I'm making right now and probably have a lot more freedom than I have right now from what I can tell.
What do you do right now?
I work for Aflac.
You do? Okay, so you have experience in insurance. Okay.
Yeah.
I have zero idea how Aflac operates or works or if you have leads or anything like that. But, how long have you been doing Aflac?
About 2.5 years. And no, we don't get any leads. We just knock on doors and, you know, you work a lot of market stuff and, you know, just, as many people as you can see, you just got to get out there and hustle.
Wow. That sounds pretty difficult. I'm glad I don't have to do that. I don't know if I could cut my teeth on that one. Do you see, after watching what you saw, do you see an interest whatsoever with you either pursuing the opportunity or getting some more information, or does this look like something that could be up your alley, or is it something where you're just happy with Aflac and you love what you're doing and you'd rather just refer me some people?
No, I'd probably like to explore, and see if this is real, if this is something I could sink my teeth into, because I'm just really not, the truth is I'm really not happy where I'm at. And so I have been looking, and maybe that's why Brad told you to call me. But
oh, no, that's awesome. What are you unhappy with? Is it the money or the time freedom or the flexibility, the hours? What are you most unhappy with?
All of the above, can I say that? Just the money's okay, it's not great. I'm really busy. I don't get to spend a lot of time with my wife and kids. And I also, just flexibility is not there. You really kind of have to, it's there, but not really. I don't have to answer to a boss, but if you want to make money, you got to go out, you got to get to work every morning at 8 o'clock and get after it.
Wow. Well, what I want to do is the next step. I'm crazy, crazy busy right now, and what I want to do is I want to be able to get you on the phone with a gentleman who I have the opportunity to work with, and he's had tremendous success in his life. I mean, he's ran several different businesses, sales teams, made millions of dollars, but he had no experience in the insurance industry when he got started. He had no experience in in-home sales, but he was able to go out and do some pretty amazing things. But if you remember the video, remember they talked about the APV or annual premium volume, and if that doesn't make sense, you're an Aflac, so I'm sure it makes sense. But, you know, if it doesn't, basically the average homeowner or the average, policy that we market, they'll spend between $80 to $100 a month. Does that make sense? So
yeah.
The insurance industry, they calculate that times 12, so let's just call it $1,000 annual premium volume. Okay. So when you sit down and help a family, it's going to constitute, it averages out to about $1,000, so a little bit more or a little bit less. So most of the people that are involved in the company that are part-time, and there's a lot of part-time people that use to supplement their income, they'll pretty much work like 1 or 2 days a week, and they're averaging about $5,000, maybe $10,000, the ones that are better, a month in annual premium volume, and they're putting about half of that in their pocket net.
Oh, wow.
And now the more full-time people, and there's actually people that have outproduced that part-time, but let's just talk about the averages, obviously. The people that are more full-time, the good guys, you know, the average full-time people does $10,000 to $15,000 a month. They're helping 10 to 15 families a month. They're putting about half that in their pocket off their own PEM. And the good guys are doing about, you know, 20 to 25, sometimes 30,000. Make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
So this guy that I have an opportunity to work with came in. He called the leads that everyone else was getting and doing spectacular. He didn't work any more market or go to his friends, family, neighbors, or relatives, but he just put the leads, he sat down, he read the script, called the script, and he went out and literally did more in his first week than most people do in a month. He went out and wrote 15,000 annual premium volume in his first week.
Oh, wow.
His first month, he shattered a company record and did over 50,000 annual premium volumes.
Yeah,
but then again, he was learning from a guy who came in here and worked 1 day a week and made over $10,000 his first month. So, you know, between the two of them, this guy and his partner and his brother, I mean, these guys have developed the system, and they're actually Nate Offert and Brad Smith and Matt Smith. They're going to be doing a conference call this Sunday night, and they're just going to be sharing a little bit more information about, you know, how to take the next step, get some questions answered, and they're going to be doing a call at 7 o'clock Central, maybe 30, 35 minutes long. Do you think you could be able to carve out some time in your schedule Sunday night at 7 and be able to jump on that call?
Yeah, Sunday night, yeah. I'll cancel some stuff, but I'm definitely still interested and want to hear about it.
Okay, very cool. And so, I mean, I guess I'd ask you on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being, I'm excited, this is great, this looks like the best thing in the world, I'm ready to get moving, and 1 being, you know, I have interest, I have a lot of questions, I'm not really sure if I want to move or how fast I want to move. I mean, what would you say you fall in on that scale, do you think?
I have a lot of questions, but I'm probably in 9 or 10, I mean, honestly.
Okay, wow, okay. I know today is Tuesday, so what I'm thinking, I want to promise you anything, because these guys are extremely busy and it's most likely not going to happen, but if you're at that level of a 9, I'm going to see maybe if I can't get one of them on the phone for at least 5-10 minutes and do a quick introduction. If not, we'll do it after the conference call. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
And if you remember the whole thing, and you don't worry if you don't want to do anything now, but you remember the whole thing about building an agency and stuff, you know, where you can get other agents involved and do it. If you have anybody else that you feel as if they may have an interest in the company, feel free to send that link that I sent you, and then I can get a call with them afterwards, and I can talk to them and see what level of interest, and if you know, we can accidentally already start building your agency. It's funny because I know the guy Nate you're going to hear from, he originally didn't want to do this. All I did was refer like 10 or 15 people, and about 90% of them were all excited in the company, and he kind of got drug into it almost against his will. But he already had an agency growing by accident because he didn't think he wanted to do it. He referred people out, but they were so excited, he thought, well, you know, if they're excited about this, I better figure out how I can get paid on it. So,
really? Wow.
So just think about that. If you want to, great. If not, it's not a big deal. But I'll put you down here for Sunday night. I'll probably send you a quick text reminder, maybe 15, 20 minutes before the call, unless you don't want me to. I'm not going to be bugging you about it and stuff, but just a quick text reminder. I'm going to email you over the conference call and the PIN code and stuff, okay?
Yeah. definitely.
And there's going to be a lot of, there's going to be a good number of people on the call. I don't know how many. So if you have a smartphone, the best thing to do is just hit mute. Now, I don't want you to be embarrassed and forget, you know, and be like the Naked Gun, whatever TV show where you're in the bathroom, going to the bathroom, and you're hearing the charge. I don't know. But just go ahead and hit mute. You know, if you just hit mute on your phone, if they ask for questions, just unmute your phone. It's real simple. That way you can, if you're driving or doing dishes or the kids are yelling, there's not going to be a lot of background noise, okay?
Excellent. I sure will.
All right. I appreciate it. I look forward to talking to you more. And if I do, am I able to reach out to Brad or Matt or even Nate, and I'm able to jump them on the phone, I'll give you a call and see if you're available. If not, we'll reconnect after the conference call. Fair enough?
Yeah, perfect.
All right, man. I'm looking forward to talking to you more. It's great meeting you.
Yeah. Nice to meet you.
Don't forget, call me if anybody else watches that video and maybe has an interest. I'll get on the phone with them, okay?
Excellent. I sure will.
All right. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you
then. Thank you.
So that's how my call is going to go in the beginning to get a referral. That's how my referral call is going to go, guys. And I'll tell you right now, calling someone else's warm market is way easier than calling your own warm market. Why? Because you don't have that fear of that relationship, that there's no emotion, you know, that's getting involved with your talking. You don't feel strange or weird. So, I mean, once you, that's why I always talk about digging, you know, being able to call someone's warm market and you dig and you dig and you dig. There's endless amounts of people and referrals that you can do. So if I call Marlon, and let's think about this, guys. I always say your best people are going to come from your fourth or fifth level. If I call Marlon and he's not interested, but he refers me to his best person, and I call him and he's not interested and he refers me to his best person, is the quality of people getting worse or better? Better. So even if I get an ad in the paper, I'm not looking at the ad. Guys, come on. I'm not being mean or anything, and there have been exceptions. Edward Pritchett, Nancy Dominguez, Doug Suttonfield, and the company who all came off of ads, career builders. You're going to find that one in 1,000. But I was talking to Brandon Ellison. He said, you don't know how many tens of thousands of resumes they went through to find Edward Pritchett, Nancy Dominguez, and Doug Suttonfield. So I'm not saying you're getting quality, but the majority of the people that are answering advertisements, the majority of the people that are on Craigslist, either A, aren't even well connected enough to have one of their friends or somebody they know help them find a job, or B, they're not talented enough to keep a job, or C, they just got screwed over at their job. So they're not the happiest person, they're not the best point in their life, and they usually struggle with money, finances, their wife's yelling at them, they're trying to figure out how to make the next car payment, they're 2 months behind on their house, right? So instead of getting all excited thinking that some guy that you just got an answer to that is your guy, okay, I always say everyone has like a 90-day shelf life. My job is to get that guy and find out who he knows. Who does he know that's better than him who may have a job? Guys, because in reality, I love recruiting part-time people. The number one writing agent in our agency right now, Robert Wofford, was part-time. He was a warm market of mine, part-time. Most people start off with a part-time. So if someone's successful and has a successful career and is doing well, don't think, oh, they may not be interested. Those are the type of people that can grab onto this thing and they start doing it part-time and figure it out. They'll move to full-time and they'll be way more successful than trying to force someone that has no ability to try to become successful. So if I do run an ad, I'm going to find out from that person right then and there, who do you know? I need to list the top 10 people that you know. Why is that? Well, first of all, I'm going to have the conversation. Are you looking to go out there and just go out and write business and make an extra 30, 40, 50 grand, even maybe a possibly six-figure income? Or are you interested in building a team that potentially could give you residual income where you don't work and you get paid? That's my question I'm going to ask them. So do you see yourself just writing business, making an extra $2,000 or $3,000 a month, or even potentially a six-figure income? Or do you see yourself building a team and an agency where you can one day develop residual income where you can continue to get paid even when you're not working? It's called a leading question. When you go to the trainings, you'll learn about leading questions. I always give them a choice, A or B. I didn't say, are you sure you want to do this? They already said they had an interest in doing it, so I'm going to keep moving along. Just like when you're in the home and an application, you don't ask them, are you sure you want to fill this out? And if you do, that's probably why you're not selling very well. So when I have a brand new guy, are you looking to do this where you're just, you know, going to go out there on your own pen and make an extra $2,000 or $3,000 a month, you know, which is fine, or even a potential six-figure income, or do you have a interest in developing and building an agency to where one day you can quit working and you still get paid? Well, I think most people are going to say B. Okay, great. Well, if we're going to do that, we need to get started today. We need to get started now. And if you go on agenttraining.info and you click on compensation and you can print out the report, it's called the SWAT team promotion guidelines and then the company guidelines, I'm going to pull that piece of paper and I'm going to sit it right in front of them. And then I go through and say, here's an agent. You start off as an agent. Your first goal is to become a senior agent. A senior agent means when you have three active writers that are submitting business on your team. The next step right after the senior agent, okay, is a key leader. That's when you have those three people that you're able to go out and help do over $10,000 a month in business. They may have a couple people in their organization as well. And here's the average income between $3,000 to $5,000 a month. Now, that's based on 10% net, so it's $3,000 to $5,000 a month. And I go right up that ladder all the way from key leader to, you know, agency manager to senior agency manager, executive agent, and presidential agency manager. And I'm going to share Edward's story. I'm going to talk about, you know, Edward Pritchett accomplished this within his first 4 years in the company. When you get to this level, you're very comfortably making well over $50,000 a month, $500,000 a month residual income, whether you work or not. So in the next 5 years, if you had to pick where you'd want to be, where would you want to be in the next 5 years? Agent, senior agent, and I go point all of them. And they're going to go presidential most likely. And I'm going to circle presidential on that sheet of paper and say you want it to take you 5 years. Would you like to be able to cut that in half to 2.5 to 3 years? Well, I'd rather get there sooner. Okay, so if we're going to start building your agency, when would be a good time to start working on that? Now or wait 6 months into the business? Probably now. Okay, great. I need a list of the top 10 people that you know. Don't make a chicken list and don't try to prejudge. Don't say, oh, well, he would do it, they want to do it, she would do it. Oh, I know a buddy who sits around, doesn't have a job, he's been laid off for 7 months, he's a perfect candidate. No, the top 10 most successful people that you know. So we're going to put them on a piece of paper and we're going to call them. I'm going to do a phone call just like I did with you and let them see the information. And that's where you can take that brand new rep, that brand new agent, that brand new person that just answered the ad, and you can already have 10 referrals of the top 10 people they know. Why? Because in 3 weeks he quits because he can't pass his test. I got 10 of his referrals I can call, don't I? So now I'm going to get the top 10. And I'm going to turn to him and go, Marlon, these are the top 10 people you know. If I go out and we talk to them and we get them and 10 out of 10 say, no, I'm not interested, it's the dumbest thing in the world, whose time did you waste, yours or mine? You wasted my time, right?
Yours.
But if I can go out there and I can get 5 out of those 10 or 3 out of those 10, top 10 best people that you know, they know people too, but if I can get 3 out of those 10 or 5 of those 10, I can get them to start working for you, where could your income be in the next 6 months to a year?
6 figures.
Or more. So we got everything in the game and nothing to lose. So give me those list of 10 people. Let's start getting on it. Let's start helping you build your agency, because if you notice on this promotion guideline, you can't get promoted by yourself if you're looking to build an agency. Even with the Symmetry Financial Promotion Guideline, if you look at the numbers, 60, 70, 80, 85, you see when you start getting up to 80, 85, that unless you're a superhero, you can't even get promoted to the 85% level unless you have 7 riders. So the max you can max out in your personal production, your personal pen, is going to be at the 80% level. If we want to get you up to 85, 90, 95, 100, 110, all the way up to the top, we need to start building your agency now, and instead of waiting, let's get them involved with you, get them trained along with you so they can help move you up the ladder faster, and there's a good chance you're going to be move faster in all of them that they get involved. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And I'm going to get a list of the top 10 people he knows right there, and I'm going to get on the phone. And see, guys, if we had everyone in your organization listening to this call we just did and practicing over and 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 over again on how to call a referral from somebody, you'll be amazed that you'll have so many people to talk to, so many people getting involved in the company, you're not going to have time to talk to them all. That's one of the reasons you want to start protecting your schedule if you're going to start building an agency. And what do I mean by that? Well, if you're going to start building an agency, you realize, wow, Nate, that's going to take some time. We don't want to take time away from your personal production. So if you're not that great, go out and work Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and leave Friday, Saturday, Sunday to build your agency. If you're better at protecting your schedule, work out Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. If you get really good at protecting your schedule, that's why Symmetry is always taught work 2 days a week in the field. Spend 2 days a week on your job and the other 2 or 3 days building your future. Spend 2 or 3 days on your job so you can pay your bills and spend the other 2 or 3 days preparing and working on your future. Because what you go out and write is your job. What you can go out and get other people to write is your future. And it all starts with making that initial phone call.